With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A suspect in a sexual assault at St. Clair College has been identified. A woman told Windsor police she was attacked Monday at the college's main South End campus. Police say they now know who the suspect is, but have not provided information on if he's been found or if charges have been filed. A 50-year-old man has been charged after being caught red-handed in a West Windsor business. Officers responded to a commercial alarm at 2 a.m. Thursday on Tecumseh Road West in Jeanette and found the man trying to steal items. He ran and tried to hide, but police soon found him, hiding under a pile of wood. Damage to the property was estimated at $3,500. Green Shield employees have started a sixth week on the picket line. Unifor Local 240 President Joni Nesbitt tells WindsorNewsToday.ca that talks are happening.
We're active, but we are meeting now virtually and pretty much waiting on the employer to come back with a counter offer.
The 580 workers walked off the job on March 1st. A Chatham Kent man has learned the hard way that lying to police isn't the way to go. Officers responded to a suspicious activity report on Taylor Trail early Thursday. The man gave police a false name, but once police learned who he really was, outstanding warrants were found. The 44-year-old is now charged with numerous counts. A new study says you can blame global tree loss on last summer's Canadian wildfires. The Toronto Star cited a study by the University of Maryland, which said tree loss went up 24% worldwide last summer. The report also said 90% of Canada's tree losses were due to the wildfires. You have until Friday if you want in on a class action lawsuit against Dollarama. Global News reports that the company was accused of improper pricing for products subject to a so-called eco fee. You may be eligible if you shop there between May 29, 2021 and July 4, 2023. It's opening day in Detroit, and Transit Windsor has Tiger fans covered. The service has added tunnel bus runs to Comerica Park to accommodate baseball fans. The cost is $10 each way. If you're going to the game or just going to Detroit to party, you can check out the link to the schedule at WindsorNewsToday.ca. The Tigers split a doubleheader in New York with the Mets Thursday, winning Game 1 6-3 in 11 innings, but losing the nightcap 2-1. That's their first loss of the year. On the court, the Express beat Newfoundland 108-102 Thursday at the WFCU Center. In the NHL, the Senators were blanked by Florida 6-0. Friday morning's weather, partly sunny with a slight risk of showers, windy and 7. Scattered showers or flurries Friday night, windy and +1. Sunshine and 10 Saturday, more sunshine and 12 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.